Track 6, Vision Norfolk tip. Well, I don't know whether any of you are intending to start work or look for work in the near future, but our tip from Vision Norfolk this month is designed to help you if you are. Here's James.
Access to work is operated by the Department for Work and Pensions, which can provide practical support for people with disabilities and long-term health conditions, helping remove some of the barriers to staying in work or getting employed. They do this by paying specific approved grants to help cover extra employment costs that result from having a disability or long-term health condition. You may be eligible for support from Access to Work if you have a disability or a long-term health condition and are in work or about to start a job or registered self-employed. The work does not have to be full-time or permanent for you to qualify. However, there is an expectation that your employment will generate enough income for you to move from non-work benefits. Depending on the assessed need, the employment status, Access to Work can pay up to 100% of approved costs, including communicator support for an interview, travel costs to, from, and during work that is above and beyond what an employer would expect, special equipment such as screen readers, braille keyboards, and magnification software, and reasonable adaptations to work premises. Once approved, it is usually the employer's responsibility to purchase and provide the support required and then reclaim the cost from Access to Work. Access to Work may also be able to cover part or all of the costs of employing a support worker to assist tasks when barriers can't be overcome through technology alone. This can include tasks such as reading handwritten documents, completing tasks that need to be handwritten, driving, guiding, and describing diagrams. The specific tasks and working hours of a support worker are agreed ahead of time based on the assessed need of the employee. Initial applications for Access to Work can be made online or over the phone. For your application, you will need your national insurance number, your workplace address, the name and contact details of a workplace contact, such as your manager, and a brief description of your needs. After the initial application process, you will be assigned an Access to Work case manager who will contact you to gather additional information and complete an assessment. The most up-to-date information can be found on the Access to Work website, www.gov.uk/access-to-work, or by contacting Access to Work directly on 0800 121 7479. If you have questions or concerns, please contact Vision Norfolk. We have community outreach workers who can visit you at home to talk about your personal situation, help complete paperwork when necessary, and signpost you to other resources that can help. The contact number for Vision Norfolk is 01603 573 000.
Thank you, James.